No Other Place to Go, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The man seems to appear out of nowhere, grab Luofei by the arm and starts running. Luofei stumbles slightly and then manages to get his feet under him and starts running after the man holding his hand. After all, running away from danger is a very valid strategy that Luofei has resorted to quite a few times before. They run through the dark streets until Luofei is panting, his sides aching. He tries to keep up, but he can tell that he's starting to be a hindrance, the man dragging Luofei behind him by now. The other man looks back at him, slowing down and then pulling Luofei into an alley. Well, it might be enough to hide them, depending on how persistent their pursuers are. The problem is that Luofei isn't entirely sure who's chasing them. There shouldn't be anyone wanting to kill Luofei in particular right now. And he's almost sure he'd actually walked into that situation entirely by accident. It's not Luofei they're after at all. It's only when the man presses Luofei up against the wall and gestures for him to be quiet that Luofei recognizes him for sure. After all, he'd only gotten a small glimpse when they'd been taking Luo Fusheng in for questioning. The culprit in that case had not been Luo Fusheng. But he's sure that Luo Fusheng did not enjoy his time with the police before Luofei found out the real perpetrator. Luo Fusheng is a newcomer in Shanghai, and not a stranger to violence. But that is as much as Luofei knows. He'd clearly not been guilty, so there had been no reason for Luofei to look into his doings any more deeply. Maybe he regrets that just a little bit right now. Luofei can hear their pursuers not too far away, searching for them, cursing as they try to figure out which way they went. The voices keep coming closer, and sooner or later someone will look into this alley too. Luo Fusheng grins at him and pulls out a rather large knife. He leans in closer to Luofei, his body pressing Luofei against the wall. Luofei tenses, quite certain that trying to push him away would be a very bad idea, at this moment, for more than one reason. "Stay here," he whispers against Luofei's ear, his breath warm against Luofei's skin. Luofei tries to calm his breathing, still a bit fast from all the previous running. His heart is still beating far too fast in his chest. He nods quietly. There's really nothing to argue about. Whatever this is about, Luofei will likely serve both of them best by staying put. Then, lightning quick, Luo Fusheng presses his lips against Luofei's. The kiss is hard and over almost before Luofei realizes it's happening. His lips seem to tingle faintly as he stares at Luo Fusheng in quiet surprise. "He should stay quiet," Luofei reminds himself. Luo Fusheng gives him a lopsided grin and lifts the knife he's holding in one hand to rest against his shoulder. Then he turns around to saunter out of the alley, and Luofei can only watch him go, feeling faintly like he should have tried to stop him. "Are you looking for me?" he hears Luo Fusheng ask casually. Luofei closes his eyes and waits, and hopes for the best. The end.